admit anything, but being able to accept nothing. You see, if you catch me stealing, I'll admit I stole, but I will not accept I'm a thief. If you catch me lying, I'll admit I'm lying, but I would never accept that I'm a liar. You see, and that's how I've always lived my life. If I'm ever caught, I'll admit it, but I don't accept it. When you go to jail or you go to court, you admit you did it wrong, but you don't accept you're a criminal. You know, not till you're in jail and you're behind bars and you get your 18-month rehab program. In terms of that, you know, I have to realize that I can admit anything, but what can I accept? And what is it they're asking me to accept in step one? Is they're asking me to accept that I have a devastating weakness and all its consequences. But I first must develop an awareness of what it means to be an admitter. And admitting, in the nature of the word and what it defined as, is something done with reluctance. How many times have you copped to something with reluctance? You were mean, you were aggressive, you were manipulative. All right, I was a little... I'll admit it, but I don't accept that that's who I am when I get to me. See, and if I keep admitting it, it just remains the same. All I've done is I've taken the program recovery, which a lot of people do, and said, I'm sorry, I'm an alcoholic. And that's really, really something that we think is part of the amends process. I come to you and I say, I'm sorry, I'm an alcoholic. I can't pay you, can't take care of the damage, can't do anything to rectify the situation that I've created, but I'm sorry and I want you to release me from any kind of guilt and any kind of ill feelings from that situation. The thing about that is I have to recognize is that you don't say sorry and think that there's some kind of magical potion that goes on and you're freed from the action that you take. It can't be that way. You know, in terms of that, it's like recognizing, you know, there is no sin, because whatever you do wrong, the wrong will be done to you. So how could there be sin in that? You see, and this life gives you what you re-give to it. And that's what we need to learn.